the wisdom teaching, you see, is on the necessity to be purified of our sins if we're going to know the Lord. And so there are the regular things that happen in life, disappointment, sickness, all that. If we turn to the Lord and accept them, you see, we're purified. We don't have so many preoccupations about money and power and all those good things, you know. And pretty soon, as our hearts are purified, we're able to know God. And that's what our Lord is, our Lord through Ben Sirach is telling us here, you see. And so, be sincere of heart and steadfast. Incline your ear and receive the word of understanding, undisturbed in time of adversity. Now that's the advice. And if you want to have a clear heart and a clear mind, you see, be sincere of heart and steadfast. Now we come to the gospel. And this is an amazing. There are, as I think I've told you already, there are three times in Mark and then in the other gospels when our Lord is predicting his passion. Every time, the disciples don't get it. And different reasons. But they all have to do with either the first one, oh Lord, you know, far be it from you that that should happen, period of suffering. The second one we're going to talk about right now, who's the greatest? These are the 12 pillars upon which the whole church is founded until the Lord comes back. So why does Mark, they all do it, but Mark puts the accent on it. To encourage us, we're jerks. But if we'll give our heart and mind to God, you see, he can make us saints. We can. And so he was walking up there in Galilee. He didn't want anybody to know about it. And he told them, the Son of Man is to be handed over to men and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they didn't get it. So when they got to where they were going in Capernaum, he said, were you arguing about on the way? What are they going to do now? They got to tell him. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. That's why they don't understand the passion. That's why we don't understand the passion. You see, every time the Lord predicts the passion, there is a totally inadequate response highlighted in the way Mark tells the story. See, the first time, Peter, far be it from you, Lord. And what does he say to him? Out of my way, Satan. This time, Peter might have been a little bit sobered, but not a lot. So, they've been discussing among themselves who was the greatest. Talk about a stupid conversation. But we do it all the time. We're not as simple. We probably wouldn't say, I'm greater than you are, you know, but we think it. So it's still an obstacle. So then, this is the remarkable response in this to the second passion prediction. He takes a child, and as Mark tells us, he puts his arm around this, arms. He hugs this child. And he says to them, whoever receives one such child as this in my name receives me. That's powerful, isn't it? Especially with all the concentration right now on fighting abortion. Every child you kill me. That's what it says. And if you receive him, he hugs his child. He said, look, this is the way to wisdom, fellas. This is the way. You know? receives me, and whoever receives me, because I'm the child too, eternal child of the Father, receives not me, but the one who sent me. And so, the way to understanding is to have no tickets on yourself. Not try to be a big shot. And certainly not let everybody know what a big shot you are, or think you are, because that obscures reality for us. And it obscures the heart of reality, which is the act of love in which Jesus died. So, today, let's take some time. I think I've told you this before. One day, I did. Sitting on the beach down on Nag's Head down there? Or is that up in Massachusetts? No, that's down there, right? Wherever it is. And I was sitting there, and God the Father said to me, "This is what I want you to ask yourself." I'm listening. What happened when that man died? I thought, what a question. So I studied, I read the Gospels, I looked at books, I did everything. And little by little, I began to realize the only way you're going to understand that is to be like him. You just got to stop being an egomaniac and be like Jesus. Then you'll get it.